Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Get your weekly dose of R&R, eh?
What up? This is your boy, Doughboy.
And Kev on stage.
And we're going to start it straight up with another installment of
Righteous in it.
I didn't understand that
up. Just straight up, like this, straight up. Not to the right, to the left. Come on, man. Get it together.
No, but then you went a direction after you went straight up.
You went straight up.
So
you can't. I don't know where to go, right or left.
Can we take, his mic?
Can you cannot throw the curb.
Let's do it one more time. And we're here with another installment, starting to the right of
Righteous and Ratchet, Righteous and Ratchet.
Don't bang the table, they said.
Well, we're banging the table anyway.
Yes, we're here.
We are back in the United States of America after still being in the United States of America over the weekend.
Yes, we were in New Orleans. It actually felt like we were out of the country. It was a different.
Why do you say that?
Because it just felt like such a different experience.
It was blistering heat.
Blistering. But before we get into all the proceedings this evening, I want to give a special shout out to the Patreons.
The Patreon, affectionately known as the Right Pack. We're looking right at them.
Arn.
They get to watch these episodes live as many times as we can go live.
And we're shooting right now, Monday. Afternoon, and they're getting it right now. And even if they miss this, it'll be available on the Patreon page and regular.
Oh, this is a day even earlier than we usually give it to them on Tuesday.
We ain't gonna hold you. So, for as low as $5 a month, you can take part and take advantage and get a free a bonus episode every week.
A week, we give you a Righteous and Ratchet,
yes,
and other exclusive content that other people don't get to see. So, if you want to check that out, go to www.righteousandratchet.com and join the Right Pack. It's a budding community, mm-hmm, and if you ain't in there, you're just not in.
You're missing out, man.
And people always ask, what do we get? All the episodes, or just the ones from the moment you join?
All of them.
All the bonus episodes and
retroactive, radioactive.
Poignant.
Yeah, I've noticed that you correct me a lot, and you be wrong. Have y'all noticed
you don't
that at home?
Vote.
What does that mean?
It means you don't vote.
Whatever.
Diddy said vote. What'd you say? No.
I know
you voted for M&M's. When that blue came out, I know you called many
times.
He's
literally used that joke 4 times and you just
I don't know why it's good.
Oh, like jeez. You keep up with brand new jokes.
I do be running them back here and there. Whatever. So, let's talk about our beautiful weekend.
Essence Fest or AntiCon. It was an experience.
Let's start, and I want to let you take the lead.
We're gonna talk about New Orleans.
I'm gonna let you take the lead.
I don't even care if YouTube doesn't allow this to get ads. They need to know what it was like.
He's about to use the word.
It was.
Hold on.
You gonna call their name out?
No, I don't know his name. So here's what happened. Okay. We are flying to New Orleans. First of all, the most black people on a flight out of LA in my life.
I have never seen that many melanin folks.
I mean, an LA flight, usually, if it's us from the tour, that's usually half of the people.
We're the POCs.
We are the people of color.
Yes. Okay? And it was low key, it was in the middle of the day. On
15 blacks max. 5 o'clock on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
15 to 20 max.
Memo must have went out to the blacks.
There
go get on this
was
flight.
Like 150 of 200
older black men with matching linen suits.
Oh, linen suits.
Closed toe sandals.
Linen suits.
Smelling like smoke from the grill.
All over the place. Auntie, protective style. So many protective styles. All the braids available. And it was a
micro
good time.
Micro braids, box braids, dookie braids.
That was the most braids I've ever seen in one
every
point.
Every type of braid.
All the braids.
And it was a good vibe.
It was.
People were laughing. Initially. Great vibe. First of all, Let me tell you what I'm thankful for.
What are you thankful for?
Bose noise canceling headphones.
Oh, it was the shout them out then.
Oh, they ain't paying for us. Mm-hmm. But it's that good that I'll mention it.
Yeah.
But the QS35s, we.
But
it knocks that airplane
so
sound out, but they could do so much. Yes. But it was drowning out the people talking and the chatting. But when I went back to the bathroom, people,
they
playing spades and stuff. You know, it was
like, where did y'all get a domino table from and a barbecue grill but on a plane?
It felt great though. Because you're going to Essex.
Right, because you're leaving. It's still 4th of July, so you still got 4th of July vibes.
Yes.
It's like, oh, let's get out of here. It's like, oh, this is going to be a laid back flight.
An hour and a half into a 3.5 hour flight, this happens. Black dude directly behind me has one of those little sound speaker
pill.
Okay, little pill.
Not even, no, don't respect Beats. It wasn't even a pill.
It wasn't a pill.
And I don't know if it was,
you get
it
from CVS.
I don't even know if it was an hour and a half in. I felt like it was before that. Nah, I'll let you rock with
it. Well, he did it. So basically what I hear, and I'm like, man, somebody's headphones is not on.
I thought it was Doughboy because sometimes he'd be playing it really loud.
But I hear this. And I'm like, man, somebody is not putting their headphones on. Lo and behold, this gentleman has started. He logged into the Southwest Wi-Fi, which is only $8.
Yeah.
To connect to the internet to play music
at high volumes.
Okay? You hear how annoying that is?
Because I was watching the Ozark in my seat ahead of you guys.
And I'm keeping this going so you feel how you feel.
You're staying confident in this, Kev.
So at first, it's fun. We're like, hey, okay. Yeah. This shit can get literally,
quack. Yeah.
Not kidding you.
Yes.
People got up.
Started doing the electric slide.
They were doing the two-step in the aisle.
Bob, step in the name of love.
We were at the cookout on Southwest Flight 1544.
The black dude stewardess was allowing this to happen.
And then
he would not stop it.
No, he wouldn't stop it.
He was like, ah, ha, ha, welcome to Wakanda. Shut up, man.
So here's what happens. He plays that whole song.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And we're like, whew, yeah,
that was crazy,
man. I made a video about it, and it was all fun, right? Mm. And then we're like, oh, this is great.
Now everybody will go back to the flight.
Yeah, we're going to be quiet. Okay?
Oh, no.
No.
Is that
what happened?
No.
Doe? Is that what happened?
No.
No, this dude, now.
He had a mix.
You know what happened?
A quattro mix, because he only had like four songs.
This is what happened. I just realized what happened.
What was it?
When you hype somebody up, they think, I got the juice now.
To enable it.
So then it goes off. And then he goes, oh, I'll play Beyonce's version. Ugh. And he fires this up. Okay? People are happy.
Loud.
Little happy.
Yeah. But now it's like, okay, all right.
Man, like, okay, yeah.
And we are missing.
No. Then he does this, right? Come on, y'all. We got to do this. We going to Essence. I paid my $8. Y'all going to have to listen. Call everybody
turn up
else.
In here.
Oh, yeah. We did it in the Essence.
But you're missing one very important factor.
What?
He had his own booze.
He had
his own sauce.
I'm playing this so you guys know. So then.
Thank you. You can just go ahead and break camera.
Because this is what this flight was like. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So then we calm down again. The Beyonce, and first of all, he's not being like a DJ.
No, he's just.
The songs just go off for 2 minutes. And then he gets right. Come on, y'all.
Come on now. Everybody, you know this one. You know this one. Big man over there.
I stood up for this one.
Get up.
He plays this whole song, okay? By then, it's not fun more.
It's draining at this point. Then somebody did try to stop him, but one of the stewardess.
They come down, okay?
Come on, all right, bro, it's been crazy. Not on it, paid my money, man. Ain't nobody tripping right. Yes, it did.
Then?
Sir.
He runs right back.
Why do you
song?
Only have four songs, Cornelius?
I kid you not.
I don't know why I think his name is Cornelius, but...
He went right back to this, though.
And I started to hate the song. For the rest of the flight, it's a 3.5 hours from L.A. to New Orleans. For the rest of the flight, and then
literally
you had somebody behind you
2 hours
that recognized you, so you can't even go how you really feel because now they know who you are and your brand associated with it.
It was...
Lady kept tapping, Melissa.
It was
brutal.
2 hours of, and here's the thing that's funny about it. Like, after a while, the flight attendants are kind of like, okay, sir, for real, like, you kind of got to stop.
You got to chill. This. Oh, I know. Ain't nobody tripping, right? Big man, big man. It's cool, right? Sir.
He just wouldn't listen.
And it was.
And I guess because it wasn't like a dangerous thing. First of all, I thought
what are you really going to do?
What are you going to do when
there's nowhere you can even quarantine him? What do people do when they get in trouble on flights?
They ground the flight.
It's serious.
They
land them?
They'll ground it.
They'll ground a flight. If it's a serious thing, like.
So is this not deemed serious? He was getting on my last. Do you have a hole in your lip? What are you for?
You're seriously getting on my nerves.
So what repercussions do you have?
They will ground the plane and they will arrest you. If it's a danger thing, like you fighting.
But what if you're just drunk and acting a fool? Like that guy.
If you do something where they feel like people are in danger, if it's a safety issue.
And they'll ban you from future flights?
I'm sure. Okay. But they have arrested people. Like, they'll ground a plane and then arrest you on the tarmac.
If it's a safety thing.
If it's a safety
issue. But if you're just a nuisance.
That was like an annoying thing. And it was funny because, not funny, but the Southwest people were trying to be like, we're the fun airline. And then after a while, I was like, okay, guys, like, and see, nobody wants to be the black person to say, turn off Frankie Beverly and Maze.
Because it's almost like
anti-black.
It's almost like when kids do something and you laugh at it the first time and then they just think, oh, I got to keep doing it. It's like, okay, stop.
Sir, it was the, I was like, Gage, and it's because he was drinking that liquor. That's the thing about drunk people.
You know, I know about them.
They always think they're more fun than they really are.
You know, you never really know. You think you are working the room. Oh. Everybody's having a good time. You don't know how to read people's expressions and uncomfortability. And you even alluded to this, and this even brought up a bigger conversation point. We began to become ashamed for our whole race because of how they were acting.
I don't. It, just we him. Ashamed not to they, be black. Not they. Just him.
Listen. But yeah, but we were ashamed. Like, you're embarrassing us as black people.
Why do we have to feel the weight of everybody?
The same way when even if I get poor service at a restaurant, I still tip well because I don't want to perpetuate stereotype that black people don't tip.
Yeah, I don't. It pretty much doesn't matter what you do.
I will still give you extra money.
I'll give you 20% regardless of your service.
Exactly. So
we always got to feel the weight of everything.
We got to feel the weight of the black race on our shoulders.
Yeah, man. I just wanted
because
to
Because it like, was embarrassing. I'm like, bro, you're like, stop.
We should have told him to stop.
I don't know. He might have had hands for you. Old dudes with linen suits and closed-toe sandals are not to be. They usually got rusty 38 bullets in their pocket.
Imagine
at all
Kev
times.
Getting the two-piece on Southwest.
Yeah, they usually pull out a straight razor like in the razor.
Like, sir, how did
they
get that?
They got their name
TSA.
On it. Be Bucky. You done tested Bucky now. Who's calling you Bucky?
Can you imagine I told him to stop and he hit me with a body blow? Because the old head will punch you in the stomach first. And y'all don't know about it.
And then you just would have just been sitting there holding that for the rest of that flight. There's a viral video that's going on. This old dude boxing this younger dude. And he just walks up like,
put up your dukes.
And knocked the dude out with
one. He should have known. If an old man tells you, pull up your dukes. And yes. Then here he's like, pull up your dukes. And the kid put up, he's like, that first.
Yeah, you should already know.
He went low first.
This ain't going to end well.
Bop!
Dropped him.
Bang, bang.
He was asleep on his feet. So that was the beginning of the fight. Then you had the fan that was behind, just kind of steady, just in your ear, tapping on you guys. So it didn't get off to the best.
And let me tell you what else about Essence that I was surprised at. These old black people party.
Bruh.
Hard.
Bruh.
Hard. It's I'm like, in my room at 2 o'clock in the morning. We getting back late from events, dinner. These people are up in the hall. Yeah, girl! Did you see Leroy?
Smell like a bunch of Stetson cologne.
Elizabeth Taylor white diamonds all up and through the hallway.
And they would just be up.
Dude, I was like, bro, y'all go to bed. Honey, how you doing, young
I
man?
I paid my $8 for the flight.
Yeah. Frankie Beverly and Maze. I remember when I met Frank. They called him Franklin when I first met
when
him.
When I knew him.
Franklin Beverly and
Maze. I know him
Maze.
As Franklin.
Because I told him. I said, you got to add the name on there, Franklin. You can't just be all y'all want to say Franklin Beverly. Well, you got the whole Maze behind you. You got to say, put Maze on there. And he was like, man, I don't know. I said, come on now, Franklin. You got to do it.
I knew him when he was working on carburetors back on Denton Way.
Yes, I did.
Where's Denton Way?
And he didn't. And I was just like... I've never seen that many. Even in New Orleans, never seen that many black people. The funniest thing when we first landed the first night was seeing white people who didn't know what Essence was.
And they were just
being like, this is an abnormal amount of, even for New Orleans.
They're just all here.
There's a lot. There's a lot.
You can see the uncomfortability in there.
So we asked the hotel staff, do people, he said white people be like, is there a meeting? Is there a meeting happening?
Is there a meeting?
I've noticed.
A meeting of the blacks.
There's a lot of that for, and that frankly Frankie Beverly Before I Let You Go song,
I don't ever want to hear it again.
Oh man, I thought it couldn't be ruined.
They ran it.
They
and
ran
that's
it.
A song that gets ran heavily to get every party started.
Oh,
everything.
Man,
we heard it 3 times a day at minimum for the next three.
It really was
3
yeah.
times an hour.
It was a lot.
It was like hearing Ariana Grande
that's
on
the,
Top 40
that's
radio.
The
just
anthem.
Like every 7 minutes you are gonna hear Ariana Grande
dun,
song
dun, no.
Oh no. I was like, Frankie, please make them stop.
I don't like it so much. So we get there, and we made a declaration.
So here's a funny thing. Me and Doughboy, we going to eat good. I don't care what we do. This weekend, we are sticking to our plan. First stop, shrimp and grits.
Oh, my God.
Po' boy. Alligator. So what did we eat in the middle? It was like 2 o'clock in the morning.
It would be an easier question to say, what didn't I eat? My God. I need to find balance in my life. I had just come off a couple of weeks. My jersey was fitting different. I had my boots. I was like, wait, I'm looking at the picture. And look, I was like, it don't even look the same no more.
When you're eating jambalaya at 1 a.m., you've gone too far.
You've definitely
We had alligator sausage on Bourbon Street.
I had catfish every day.
You did?
I had catfish
and McGee. I started growing whiskers by the end of the trip. I was just like, what are these?
Catfish nuggets.
We ate bad. But I was, overall, I was disappointed in the food.
What?
Food wasn't that good. Don't look at
Where's that first restaurant we went to?
Daisy Duke's?
No, ones on Bourbon Street. That was a little salty. But here's my
The thing. Best food I had was in the hotel the last day.
But the thing is, at 1 o'clock in the morning, to even get that type of food, I was happy.
Josh had dry jambalaya.
I did.
It wasn't
more. That night? Was at, no, that wasn't the first time. That was Bourbon House.
What was Bourbon House?
That was where we saw. That's where we ran into Ari.
Oh, that was the Bourbon House?
Yes.
Mm. You had jambalaya?
Yes. Yeah. And it was dry. It was.
It was rice pilaf with a couple sausages and some chicken.
And then I know it's a big hype on beignets, but it'd be too hot for beignets.
Man,
that was a bad experience.
Hot bread in your hot body is not a good mixture.
I like beignets. I love them. But
my body was like, bro, what are you doing?
That was the first time I had one in the middle of the summer. It was 96 degrees outside.
I cannot do humidity. Humidity is like an ultimate reminder that you're fat.
You know.
It's like your shirt's always sticking to you. It's like you need to hit a gym.
Yo, it was funny because the traffic was so bad after one of the shows we were supposed to. Now who are you talking about? You weren't even drinking it. What were you doing? I was at least drinking mine. What were you? What? How did that even happen? I gotta watch the replay after this.
I might run it back in the edit.
No, didn't get on the mic.
What happened?
I got an instant replay.
Yes.
At what point?
What happened?
Did it come out of your hand though? On the lift, you lifted it an inch off of the table.
Were you trying to pick it up?
I don't know what I was doing, man. I just need energy, man.
You're
thinking
about that catfish again,
man. I didn't sleep on a plane yesterday. I'm running off literally 30 minutes of sleep.
That was today, by the way. You didn't go home and take a nap?
I tried.
I said get some rest. I told you get some rest. Did you get some rest?
I slept 1 hour and then I had to come back here. It took me an hour to get home this morning. I was like, where are you guys going at 1 p.m.? I don't understand.
You want to know why I didn't sleep? My roommates officially moved out and I just wanted to walk around the house in my skivvies.
So he didn't tuck you in?
He wasn't there. So I was just like, nobody's here. I was walking around just
in big
draws.
Oh, man.
Doing nothing.
Just walking around.
Walking around like, yeah. Cooked some eggs, didn't eat them. Literally just wanted to feel like Bean Rings and Baby Boy.
You were a Baby Boy.
It's
good.
So
why you waste eggs?
I just wanted to feel I was just like, man, this is a vibe.
You never got to walk around in your drawers around your roommate?
That's weird.
You pay your rent?
So what?
Good morning.
That's just
this.
So I was just, so I ultimately didn't have a lot of good food.
I had good food.
I ate a lot of average food.
Nah, man, I had I had shrimp and grits at this open part. First of all, let me tell you something.
That stinky stew.
I had never been to Essence, period. So I didn't know what to expect. And then we went as like talent. The amount of events in that city.
A little exhausting.
I have never done that much stuff in my life.
It was a lot. So let's get to that part. So food aside, so then you had work. We got there Thursday. You had work starting Friday.
No, Saturday.
Saturday. Oh, yeah, we were chilling Friday.
Saturday you were doing the Walmart events. Stage. So here's what, I didn't have no expectation. The hard part about Essence, you know I'm the Righteous and Ratchet Show, we're going to tell you the absolute truth.
Absolutely.
The hard part about Essence that I didn't know is obviously it's a festival, but you don't really think about what that looks like. Mm-hmm. It's in a big convention in like the Walmart stage convention is here. Convention center. Walmart stage is here. The McDonald's stage is here. The Ford stage is here. And all these stages are like vying for these people to stage.
And they all have PA systems. And it's like a lot of
sounds. The Wobble is a song that gets people attention, but everybody knows that. Right. So it's like all the big girls are like, oh, let me back it up. And then you hear over there, like all the big girls are like, ah, should I go over there now?
And then on this stage, they're like, doing, then there's like Melodies from Heaven. It's Melodies from Heaven. So it was a lot.
So keeping people's attention is hard.
Yeah.
What was I doing on Saturday?
You were doing that game. You were doing a game show. Finish the sentence or whatever.
Finish the lyric was fun. Oh, I got to meet Monica.
Monica? I wanted to see her.
She was so nice.
You met Monica?
I met Monica. I talked to Keisha Lance Bottoms, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms from Atlanta, because on my cue card, it didn't, like it said.
Yeah, cucumber cards.
Cucumber? Yeah, it would have worked somewhere. That wasn't it.
All right, go. Got it. Come on, Serena, like, you could have gave me something.
The Serena very rarely laughs. The card said the Honorable Keisha Lance Bottoms and the city of Atlanta. And I was like, why would you say that? Mm. But she had a team around her. So I was like, I don't want to talk directly to her. So I talked to the stage manager, but she's like literally where you are, stage manager. So I was like, can you ask her if I should say the mayor? Because it doesn't.
You didn't want to talk to her directly?
No, you weren't supposed to. Like, she has there's a protocol. Like, they didn't say don't talk to her. But it wasn't that
unspoken
like
rule.
You could tell how she moves.
But she had people around her. So I didn't want to be the guy that's like, hey, Keish, what's up?
It's Young Keish, you know, at your butt.
Yeah, I didn't want to do that. I want to follow protocol. Because some people, not necessarily her, but some artists do not like when you, I've heard some horror stories. Some artists do not like if you talk directly to them. You need to talk to their manager, then their manager talks to them.
Okay, that's just.
I'm not like that, but I don't know.
If I ever get like that, just slap me.
That's how Kevin's in first class, though.
Slap me for less.
I'll slap the gold out of your mouth. So I asked the stage manager, and she's like, what do you think? And then she's just like, oh, just say Mayor of Atlanta. And I was like, she's spoken to me. And she was super nice. I messed up somebody's name, Courtney Adelier, I think it is. But they had it spelled out phonetically incorrect. And I practiced it so many times to get it right. Mm-hmm. So when she came, I was like, let me just ask her how to pronounce it right. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, no, that's completely wrong. I don't know how they had it, but it's pronounced like this. Mm-hmm. And then
you messed it up again anyway?
I just went back.
What's wrong with you?
I was nervous. Jeez. I was like, Courtney.
How do I say your name? Like Jones. And you up there with your Gigi Jones. You just went there.
Basically. And I kept repeating it. And then I got nervous. What else was cool?
It would be hard to.
Yeah, it was long though.
Right.
Very long.
But it was overall a really, really dope experience. I met a lot of great people. Dude. There were so many great people in the building. I went to a concert. I seen Teddy Riley. Didn't realize how influential Teddy Riley has been.
You saw Teddy Graham Riley.
No.
See? No. At least they equally don't laugh. You got to throw it out. You don't know what's going to work.
You
got to
throw him out there. He brought out Pharrell. He brought out Genuine. Which was crazy because he had just dropped me off in an Uber. I was like, oh, now you on stage?
Wow.
Whoa. I was like, bro, I just gave you 5 stars. Now you doing a 5-star performance.
What did Elgin do to you? His first name is Elgin.
Shout out to Genuine.
He should have went by that. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage, Elgin.
Yo,
his
outfit. I got some footage of his outfit. Whew.
What was it?
It was like red and bright.
With the hat?
Yeah.
Was that Genuine with the red hat?
Yeah, it wasn't really moving like a pony no more. He was more like an old mule. I'm sorry, Genuine.
But why are you doing this to him?
I don't know, man. I was just like,
was Teddy Riley sick?
No, you know who else was out? You know who else they brought out?
Who?
Magoo. I'm like, what are you doing here, Magoo?
Where else Magoo gonna be?
I didn't expect him to be there.
Was Timbaland there?
Timbaland was there.
Timbo.
And he brought out Magoo. I was like, what has Magoo been doing?
You remember Timbaland and Magoo, though?
Yes, but I was like, who thinks Magoo needs to come out close?
What song did they do?
That they did a couple songs. He did the song where he said, bird, bird, bird. The bird is the word.
Oh my.
Side note, why did we ever let that fly? Bird, 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 bird. We was all saying it too. Bird, 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 bird. We're sheep. Why did nobody call Magoo on his
Why can't trash Magoo lyrics? Perform?
When have you ever thought, like, yo, I have a hankering to hear Magoo say bird, bird, bird is the word?
I don't even know if he was on the lineup.
I was like, Magoo, what are you doing
here? I didn't see Magoo on the flyer.
Well, you I don't think it would.
If Busta Rhymes performed, do you want to see Spliff? You know, yeah. Spliff, the little dude?
Yeah, but that was a whole thing.
What's the difference between Spliff and Magoo?
Man, I was like, what has Magoo been doing?
Magoo? You wanted to see Ragu, for sure.
But no, there was a lot of good performances. There was concerts. Josh, you got to see Nas, right?
Man, I did.
That was fine. Her was there.
I miss her.
I missed her.
So, Michelle Obama.
I saw Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama.
Oh, man, that was a good time.
I would have thought you would have been there. That's a powerful black woman. You're a powerful black woman. Why would you want to go see your idol?
Man, I was tired.
How did they get Michelle Obama?
I mean, she is pushing her book heavy.
Becoming.
That's crazy. So it was a really, really dope event.
Yeah, it was.
All over.
My thing was I didn't know. I had no idea how big it was. And then to see who we were on the stage with.
Bro, I met Eric Robeson. I am a huge fan of
his. He's on the Patreon.
I found out he is. Shout out to Eric Robeson.
He's part of the Right Pack.
Part of the Right Pack. And his album Left got me through so many heartbreaks. I was just like, bro, Pen Just Cries Away. Like,
yeah.
He's really, really good.
And his double album Heft was definitely important to you.
So overall, it was definitely a great experience.
Now, we're going to give you the absolute real, too.
Okay.
It is a humongous production, right? So, Righteous and Ratchet, we're supposed to...
Oh, my God.
You have the pictures?
I almost let it go.
I'll throw them in.
Woo! Okay, we're going to post the pictures on the gram and act like
that's
nothing
all that
happened.
Matters.
But for the podcast, we're going to tell you how to
fire.
Truth. So, what happened is, first of all, the Sunday night gospel day...
Yo.
For gospel music attracted a crowd of people.
Who was that guy's name that I had met for the first time? Jonathan...
McReynolds.
Jonathan McReynolds is amazing.
Yeah, you thought it was Jonathan McDouble, but that was the McDonald's thing. But Jonathan McReynolds performed.
He was fire.
Anthony Brown.
John P. Key performed. I didn't get to see
KCJ,
him.
KCJ, John P. Key. But Tamela Mann.
Tamela Mann.
Oh, my.
I had to follow Tamela Mann.
You got to follow Tamela the Holy Ghost.
Man.
You literally
Tamela
had.
Mann Tamela Mann leading people into the Holy Ghost. People were literally falling out. I was like,
I got a video. I got a video that
if you're
out.
A singer, I would be like,
oh, you had to go up after her?
Yes.
I didn't even realize that. And I was right there.
No, I was just like,
how do I even?
First of all, when she sings, it's too easy.
It's powerful.
It's too easy for her. It's like me talking to you.
There's certain people that I can say, you hear them sing, you'd be like, that person has a great voice. I hear the anointing.
Yeah.
Like, I feel something when she sings.
That was hunger mostly.
That grumbling, that's not the Holy Ghost.
You know what? Her voice is so distinct. In the early Kirk Franklin music, you can hear her distinctly.
Oh, she used to sing with him?
Yeah, bro.
I didn't know.
Her and David Mann.
She's fine. Really?
Mm-hmm.
David Mann was super cool too.
Super
Everybody
cool.
was super cool. I love it when I meet people that I've been a fan of their work and then they're cool. Because I'm so disappointed when they're not.
Yeah, there's
he was
been
definitely
some,
cool.
He was so cool. So having to follow her was
You did it though, bro. I was really proud of you.
Because
I was really sitting there thinking, like, how is he going to, just from a performance standpoint, because comedy is a very intimate conversation. So it's usually, you know, it works better in small, you know what I'm saying?
Comedy is hard if people are standing up.
And they're doing things. And it was almost like right before you went up, it was almost like, because, you know, David had said, all right, y'all, we'll give y'all a break. When people hear a break.
No, that was Righteous and Ratchet.
Okay, okay.
So he introduced me. Okay. I did my thing. Mm-hmm. It was cool.
Oh, you rock.
So what happened was, because of the Holy Ghost, here's a funny thing. Production people
the Holy Roast.
Production people don't care about
going
God.
About
no. They were like at 11, they're like, we got to be done by noon.
Right.
Okay. Tamela Mann takes 20 minutes of that with the Holy Ghost. You can't stop it. It's the spirit. What are
they going to do?
So the production lady is like, yeah, that's all. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
They still got to be done by noon.
Right. Because they got tight schedules and they were keeping it.
So I get on stage at like 11:45. She's like, at one point, she's like, you know, the little podcast you're going to do. You know. then you really got to do it. Because it's a crew lunch, right. And that's the thing on a production day. Y'all work production. You miss the crew lunch. You gotta break bread.
You hungry?
So they're not tripping about the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. If I don't eat at 12 and have 30 minutes to eat before they got to turn the stage around, you gotta pay lunch penalties. Yeah,
if they're union, a whole.
And
thing.
You know thing is too big to not be union.
Walmart. I don't want to. I don't know
whoever they produce.
I would definitely assume Walmart to hire that type of crew.
Absolutely.
Remember when we shot the studio and we were going over on the time and it was about to
going into grace.
And they were just like, if we do that, then it was
literally 1 minute.
Exponentially more expensive.
You can get your whole production shut down.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm already knowing. So we were supposed to have 30 minutes. We end up having like 7.
Yeah, they came and grabbed me like, oh, Doughboy. I'm like, wait, it's time? I'm backstage like,
We're like, so they're not all Righteous and Ratchet fans. The Holy Ghost happened. I just do my drink. And they're like, and then the host had said, hey, man, we're going to have a break. And they're like, oh, there's one more thing.
That's when they, yeah.
And then they said break. And people was like, pew. So they start walking out. So we come on stage like, no, come back and talk to us.
It was, yeah.
It did not go.
Humbling, to say the least.
I was just out there.
And you were already out there like, here's my boy Doughboy. And then you were like, Doughboy, do the little dance. You know what I felt like? Like you was the drunk uncle. You were like, do the little dance you did.
Because I wanted to
I'm going
to
give you a quarter.
I did.
Do the little dance. Do the centipede.
I want to have us doing that all over the world.
You know how stupid I felt. I went out there, nobody knows this. I should just stop.
I did it. I did this it. Point.
I know, but I felt stupid. Oh, you did?
Yes. Josh had the boomerang of me.
I still have it, yeah.
Yeah, it was amazing. And since I was on vacation and my children weren't there, there was some alone time with my wife and I.
Ah, okay.
Oh, yeah. And Blue Chew was my other friend. Beignets and Blue Chew. A great time for New Orleans.
Stuff of Blue Chew.
Beignets and Blue Chew?
As exhausting as I have, Blue Chew will get the party started. Let's get the party started in here. Blue Chew is an amazing little friend of mine. It brings you the first chewable gummy with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. Made right here in the good old U.S. of A.
U.S. of A.
And since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
Comes in discreet packaging. Now that you have a roommate, you don't have to worry, but then your daughter's moving in. You don't want her to find it.
No, my business.
Okay. Now, this just isn't for guys who can't perform. It's for any guy who wants extra function to enhance their performance. If you're a one and done type of guy, Blue Chew can help you go to follow through for round two. And it's amazing. And I'll tell you from experience. I was tired, and Blue Chew was like, you wake? Hey, big head. I was like, I'm ready to go again. So right now, we got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color, chew.com. To get your first shipment free when you use our promo code RR. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BLUEChew.com. Promo code RR.
RR.
Serena. To try it free.
Please.
Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice. Thank you, Blue Chew, for sponsoring Ratchet and Ratchet. I'm going to give you one last chance, Serena, because the promo code is RR.
RR. There we go.
There you go.
Nice.
So all in all, and my thing is, the reason I think people like us and would work with us again is we're just happy to be there.
Always.
We know that production gets shifted. We're absolutely not tripping. We're not fighting for our teams. Are not like, no, they were promised 30 minutes. You got to demand them 30 minutes. And what about this? We just like, bro, we happy to even be invited and given a stage and people believing in us. Like,
it was just,
hopefully it gets bigger.
Exactly.
But if it doesn't get any bigger, we played a great time. I had a blast. It don't have to be perfect to be enjoyable.
I'm just happy to be there.
Because I've had shows where I got bumped completely.
Really?
Oh, man. Me and Jay and Ant flew to do a show in LA at this Christian conference one day. Bro, we supposed to go on at 4. Packed. I mean,
That's when you got the butterflies. You're like, ooh, they ready. Crowd ready.
Y'all next. Okay. Come back. Okay, they push y'all to 5. Okay, they push y'all to 6. And then, hey, push y'all to 7. And then people start leaving. So first it's 1,000 people, 1,500 people. Then it's 1,000. Every time they push, it's less and less.
And you're out there on your own dime.
Yes. And they weren't going to pay us. They're like, you get there, we'll throw you up. We'll give you time and all that. 200 or 300 people. Hey, okay, y'all, we're sorry for the push. We're going to get you up at 9. We're like, okay. Come back at 9. Hey, you're not going.
Then at the
end. We had Clay. This is early. I was doing Clayton Earl. We had costumes on, the little beard.
What was your costume?
This is an old man wig and some old clothes. pretty much how I
dressed. You used to put on a lot of different costumes. We need to pull up some of those old videos, some of those costumes you used to wear.
We don't need to do that. But so the fact that they actually made sure that we still got up.
They shout, stuff, shout out, what was, I don't want to say her name the wrong way.
Tuisha.
Tuisha.
Shout out to Tuisha, because not only did she, you know, opt to bring us out, and, you know, I know they were booking you first, and then she said, hey, you know, Righteous and Ratchet as well. When I seen her on Sunday, as soon as I seen her, she prayed for, like, she just seen me, she was like, come here. Grab my hands and pray for me. And there was things that were going on in my mind, and she, like, was like, you know, started praying about those things. I just felt so much lighter after she prayed.
That's gotta be wow, that's God.
Amazing.
That's God.
I knew it. Prayer. Shout out to her.
Yeah.
For just being and a woman of God what? To just be hey, able hey, to hey. Listen to the anointing. And like, she really affected my mood.
Really?
Because I'll get into that a little bit later. I had a terrible Saturday night, but we'll talk about that.
Why not now?
Remember what I'm talking about now?
I ain't on the pod.
Yeah.
But now is enough time.
I had underestimated the fact because as much as I be, you know, excited about, you know, sobriety and, you know, getting into different places, shout out to 593 days.
Hey,
over 600. Oh, I'm 7 days away from 600.
600.
Next Monday. Where are we going?
When
we
nowhere.
Nobu.
No, we're going to be on the road.
Oh, we're going to be on the road.
We ain't celebrating 600.
We got to celebrate 600. I'm paying for this.
We'll do 600.
I'll pay for it.
We'll go to TGI Fridays.
I'll pay for it.
We'll celebrate. Okay.
So, no.
I didn't hear that
part. I be forgetting that I'm not all the way out of the woods.
You won't be out the woods
for the rest of my life.
For the rest of your life.
I did not realize.
You didn't realize?
Being out there, that Essence Fest is like spring break for black people.
New Orleans specifically, though.
Everybody was drinking.
You know
everyone.
What? I felt bad when you told me that because I felt like I didn't protect you. But the thing that's interesting, I have what we'll call non-alcoholic privilege. Mm-hmm. I'm not affected like that.
Right.
So I don't even notice people's drink. And New Orleans is one of the few states or cities you can carry alcohol outside in the street.
So even when I was
like not even just, I mean, literally anything. Right. You can have it. Because most places you can't have, you got to cover it up. Or you can't take it out of the restaurant. New Orleans, they'll pour it in a cup and you can take
you can
it.
Go,
you so you were telling good. Us.
It was very, very tough for me. And so, you know, Saturday, I ended up staying in the house all day because I started to have anxiety. Because sometimes your addiction can play tricks on you. Your mind knows you better than you know yourself. So it starts to look. So it's never going to be like an egregious me falling off, like I was just out at a bar and then I just drank a beer. No, it's going to be a series of a bunch of little thoughts. And the little thoughts that started to creep in my head
thought
was
loops.
Yeah, they really are. They're really real. And I started to just run it back in my head like, why can't you be like everybody else? You see everybody else is drinking. You can be like everybody else. You should just go ahead and drink. Look at you out on the street. Everybody has a drink. Just learn balance. And that can be the downfall of me because it only takes one drink. They say one drink is too many. 10,000 is never enough.
Yeah.
And I found myself, and so I isolated myself in my room and I had to be there with my thoughts. And then I had to say, you know what? I have to get out of the zone of comparing myself to other people in every action of my life, because in that area that could be detrimental and I could lose my sobriety.
You know what's
looking
funny?
At other people being like, why can't I be like that? Because you're an alcoholic and you can't, Tony.
And here's the thing. I put a cough drop in my mouth because I'm losing my voice. Mm-hmm. You compare yourself to somebody else. Mm-hmm. Somebody who's struggling with sobriety is like, dang, Doughboy's at almost 600 days.
Exactly.
And you never give your, and I'm the same way. Mm-hmm. We never give ourselves credit for anything positive.
Never.
It's always what somebody else is doing that I haven't done or can't do. Like 600 days sober. You remember when you
couldn't even get 7. Couldn't even get 11.
11. There's Periscope videos. I remember this is terribly funny, but awful. Doughboy and me would go on Periscope, like celebrate 6 days, 11 days. And one time, before I could even post the 11 day video, I was saying for the weekend,
sauced up.
You were off. So it's just in my YouTube, like Doughboy's 11 days sober. But the day
it.
I was going to post it, you were like, bah, 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 bah.
And that's the, and I'm telling you, man, it's very, very serious in that arena of my life with sobriety. But I even noticed it with just little stuff like even our weight loss competition. Listen to how these thought loops will really start to mess with your head. I've lost a little bit over 40 pounds since we started this competition.
More than that, ain't it?
Yes, no, since we started. Since you and I started this competition.
It's only 40 pounds?
Well, a little bit over. I saw maybe like 44 or 45. But
I thought it was more.
Well,
okay. Just let him get the story, man.
I know. I was just going to give you
40 plus pounds. And here I was not even happy because I'm not beating you. I'm robbing myself of the joy. I should just be jumping up and down like, bro, you just dropped 40 pounds. And I'm like, nah, Kevin's going to beat me. It's like we almost can set ourselves up and self-sabotage are success.
We are the
I see myself watching Kevin Hart's video for his birthday party. He's 40 years old. I'm just like, I'm about to be 40. I'm not in his... Comparing yourselves to other will rob you of your joy and your happiness.
Comparison is a thief of joy. Here's the thing that's interesting that I thought. I saw somebody on Twitter say this. She had just got divorced and her dogs died. She had dogs for like 13 and 14 years. Mm-hmm. And I'd be underestimating how important people, because I never had pets for that long. People be really attached.
They almost be like children to people.
Yeah. And I kind of poo-pooed that away, like, hey, man, it's a dog.
It's a dog, right?
Get but yeah, but some for 13, 14 years, like, people be affected. So anyway, she said something that was interesting. She said she muted and unfollowed, depending on the site, or muted some of her friends because she was in a dark place because of the divorce, mostly. And she unfollowed some of her friends and muted them because she found herself comparing herself to them and making her jealous of her friends. So she muted their timelines to like help recalibrate her mind.
Sometimes you have to, because we find ourselves in constant comparison with people. And it's, and like, you know, like for me to be looking at somebody like Kevin Hart, and because we're similar in age, he just turned 40. And I start looking at, well, I don't have this. But I'm not Kevin Hart. He didn't have my walk. I didn't have his walk.
No.
And I'm telling you, like, it can rob you of your joy. I should be. And that's why I even told myself, even on the rest of our weight loss thing, I'm no longer competing with you. Whatever is going to happen when we step on that scale is going to happen. But at this point, I'm competing with Tony. Like, I can't, because I even thought, like, bro, you're Kevin bench pressed.
Oh, let me tell you.
225 pounds.
45.
Nine times.
He was never able to do that.
The most I ever did it was twice.
Bro.
And then we put up 245.
And you put that up, what, five times?
Twice.
You couldn't even fully celebrate that because we're just in this stupid machismo game with each other.
I'm looking at my pictures, right? Because every weight loss person in the world will tell you, do not go by the scale only. It is just one indicator.
Right.
Look at how you feel, how much stronger you are. Because I never even, when we did the weight loss challenge, I didn't even do it to beat you.
Right.
Because I would not have lifted weights.
Right.
I would have just went straight cardio you do. But I was like, I don't really want to, like, my goal was to get stronger, get more fit, and get rid of man boobs.
And you've done all that.
So now I looked at the scale when we got on the other day, and I started at 260. Then I had dropped down to like 245. Mm-hmm. But then I went, like, me and Greg started going heavy on the weights because he was like, Kev, you want to get rid of these man boobs, you got to do 100 push-ups a day.
Right.
So I was going up to 120, like, every day.
And your muscle needs fuel to be, so you got to eat more.
So then I checked the thing, and I looked great, but I was only down 2 pounds. So I was like, well, this is dumb anyway. Right. So now, honestly, I was like, bro, I don't care what happens. You beat me. We're not even playing. And this is how stupid
we're not even shooting at the same basket.
We're not even playing the same game.
We're not.
I'm literally going crazy on push-ups, eating all this type of stuff. You're going crazy on cardio. We are both really just exercising.
Right.
But as far as goals-wise, I never even started the weight loss challenge to lose weight. Right. I didn't do anything except eat better. Mm-hmm. But if you do a workout app, and we'll talk about this a little bit when we talk about new, and I just got the connection. Mm-hmm. When you hire a trainer, they always ask you, what do you want to do? Do you want to lose weight? Do you want to get bigger? Do you want to tone?
Right.
And then they build a workout plan
according to your goals.
To what you want to do and how you eat.
It's not a one size fits all.
No.
And that's the thing too, is like, because we have to be able to just make our own personal goals and stick to them. Because I honestly feel like I rob myself of my potential dumbing it down for other people. It's like, I don't even know how great I can be because I be comparing myself to other people. That needs to stop. I prayed for that. I say, Lord, before I turn 40, just help me understand the game better. Let me understand life better so I can think better. And that's something I got to stop doing.
I think what we should do.
Talking to the mic, coming.
I think what we should do is this, we should do it.
What's up?
We should only focus on, like, Melissa used to run track. One thing that I like about track that's different than like basketball. Mm-hmm. They are big on PRs. What is your personal record?
Okay.
Or personal best. Okay. Like, what's your best? Where were you? Like, because in track, it's really hard to find like wins.
Right.
Because it's all like, did you win the race? Is it? Mm-hmm. But a lot of times you'll win a better, like, you'll run a better race and maybe have a PR.
But check your time.
Might have lost. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you've run your best time, right?
Right.
And that's what I think you should approach your life with. Like,
absolutely.
When we think about where we were Because we all complain about the travel schedule. The travel schedule is grueling. It's funny. We were talking backstage with John McReynolds, gospel superstar, host of BT Sunday's Best.
Great.
And he was talking about touring and how pretty. We're like the only people who don't tour on buses, by the way, who do this many dates.
Right.
And every time we tell people we fly, they're like, you.
You just mere mortals?
Yeah. Are you crazy?
Right. For a valid reason, though.
Yeah. Because of the kids.
Right.
So most people go 2-3 months heavy and they finish a gig. Go to sleep on the tour bus to wake up at the next venue, you know, blah, blah, blah. Mm. Because of children. Matter of fact, we just had to turn down some dates. I didn't even tell you this. For Righteous and Ratchet podcast, for live shows, because your daughter's coming.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's coming.
Shout out Kiara Janae.
More than... the week before. I'm talking about the week prior, because the people were like, hey, we got some dates for you to tack onto your Atlanta day. And I was like, nah, Doughboy's daughter's coming in.
I really appreciate
it. I wanted to make sure you had some time to spend with her, get her situated, get her set up in school. Because, you know, and we just been on tour all month. Somebody else just hit me up for a show, and the
things are happening.
The money was like, it was a college show. And they were like, but it was November 3rd. And I was like,
off season.
We got to, because we've been going hard.
The game's over. So back to the touring thing. Mm-hmm. I lost my train of thought.
You're talking about, I lost my train of thought too.
Tour, hold on, backtrack. Touring.
You know what, trains?
You're talking to your friend backstage.
Subway sandwich. Trains.
you're talking about giving me time for my daughter to spend with my daughter, and then they were offering shows and you were turning them down. It's not
something else. No, before that. Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Come on.
We had all complained about how much traveling we're doing.
Yes.
And then we realized that 5 years ago, none of us were doing the exact thing we wanted to do. 10 years ago, like, and if you had went back in your past and said, you're going to be, if Sacramento Doughboy, when you're moving to LA, somebody would have told you, bro, don't even worry. One day you're going to be traveling the world on tour doing stand up. You're going to go to Essence Fest and be on one of the main stages, not like a little side gig.
Right.
We was on the Walmart stage.
Big thing, big boy.
Big stage, you know, and then you're going to freaking go to Amsterdam the week after that.
God, we're going to Amsterdam.
Perform here and there. All that stuff would have been like,
you're going to Amsterdam.
I used that joke on you.
Did you?
Yeah.
You bought it.
That's how funny it is. It worked on me as well. So, I mean, the weight loss thing is important. And one thing that's really important about it is focusing on it, is making sure it's not all about losing weight. We just said that getting in shape is about learning healthier habits and feeling better about yourself. And Noom is here to help you with the confidence in making healthy decisions. Noom.
Okay.
Noom teaches you why you do the things you do and arms you with tools to break the bad habits and replace them with better ones. With Noom, no food is good, bad, or off limits. It helps teach moderation and can be used in conjunction with other popular diets if you want. Mm-hmm. One thing that I learned about myself, when I have a bad day, I want burgers and milkshakes.
For breakfast.
Yes.
Yeah.
When I have a good day, also burgers.
Burgers for breakfast.
But for sure, comfort food, I definitely want to reward myself with bad food. I don't know why. Sometimes a cold, crisp soda is
because nice. I feel like sometimes when you're going hard on your workout and fitness, you restrict yourself so much. So then you start to tell yourself, I deserve this.
Yeah. So right. I think we need to, as friends and competitors, look at this holistically.
Yes.
It's your physical health. It's your mental health. It's your well-being.
Absolutely.
How much better you're doing. Because you really should just stop this whole competition if you lose or win and be thankful that you lost 40 pounds. Since I've known you, the only time you lost weight was when you were drinking heavily and not eating.
And I was not healthy. I was probably the most unhealthiest version of myself.
But you looked the best that you ever looked, but healthy-wise, you were terrible.
Yeah.
Now you're actually doing it right, eating right most of the time,
right.
And working out consistently. You were going a little too hard, by the way. Right. 2 hours of cardio.
I need to be trying to find out some type of balance in my
life.
You
just need 2 hours of cardio. Because you ain't noticed you end up being hurt all the time.
I do. My feet be hurt.
Anyway, what will happen is Noom will help you break some of those bad habits. Mm-hmm. The app is convenient and so easy, you'll love it. You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your first trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com/ratchet. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/ratchet to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/ratchet.
Ratchet!
I was waiting to hop in.
You'll ever need.
Got it. Okay. So
I want to say one more thing that was funny.
What's up?
This is unrelated to anything we're talking about. Okay. The U.S. women's national team, they are just a beautiful collection of some of the finest athletes ever.
Right.
I remember when I was in high school, 1999.
You were on the women's soccer team and you were led the team in goals.
I followed the women's soccer team whole FIFA World Cup.
Really?
Bro, I'm all in.
Is that when Mia Hamm was playing?
Mia Hamm, Brandi Chastain. They won in penalty kicks. Brandi Chastain pulled her jersey off. Yeah! I was never so proud to be American. Mm-hmm. They win a lot. So earlier this tournament, Megan Rapinoe, who is one of the best players on there, her, Alex Morgan, they gets down. Okay. She goes, if we win, we ain't going to the White House. Right? MAGA people are like, oh yeah, bet I win first. She scored this one goal and there's this pitch where she was just like, it was beautiful.
Just drinking it in.
Alex Morgan scored a goal against England and it was the goal that separated them, and she sipped tea. She ran out. She
wow.
was like,
"Wow!" With the pinky
extension. Oh, it was delicious.
Soccer players are probably the pettiest.
Oh, it was delicious, though. So then they were like, one of the English announcers was like, "Well, I think that's a little, you know, I don't think you should be. You know, we should do that." Megan Rapinoe was like, "Wah, wah, wah."
Well, well, well. I'm the baby.
Basically, like, bro, this is the biggest stage.
If they're you don't talking want that to talk, they in their bag, so to speak.
So then all the MAGA people were like, y'all didn't even win. Y'all talking trash. Win first. And then they won. She was like,
and they still not going to go to the White
and
House?
And I ain't going.
They can't make you go either.
And she scored the first goal in the finals against the Netherlands.
And that people don't understand. It's hard to score goals.
Yes.
It ain't like basketball or football.
No.
It's a lot to score a goal.
The United States didn't lose a game in the tournament. That is not usual. Even people who win World Cup in group play, they won every game. Mm-hmm. You either tie or lose.
But they was winning.
They won 13-0. Right?
13.
Their first game against Thailand.
In one game? First
game.
They scored 13
game.
Goals?
Yes. Oh, they're disrespectful.
I've never heard of that.
No. That is running like the
scoring,
score up,
oh,
too.
Oh, my.
That's like scoring 20 touchdowns in a game. That's like the equivalent.
That's disrespectful. I felt like they probably had him at four, and that's they was just like, saying. Run it up. Coach, let me run it up.
Your job is to stop me. Everybody's trying to score. Yeah. I'm trying to score on the World Cup.
Right.
Stop me. Yeah. If you can't stop me,
shut
like
up.
My son used to score before he was playing on the like higher level teams. He used to be scoring 3-4 goals a game. And this kid, I don't even know if I said this on the podcast, but he used to celebrate and he was a jerk. He was like,
what?
It's too easy. He ran back to the middle. It's too easy. I had to pull him to the side. I was like, in my head, I was like, I love this. Make the kids cry. But I was like, Joe, man, come on.
Man. Nah, man, let him live.
Nah, man, because you got to be a good sport.
That'd be it, but yeah, but.
Nah, you don't want to be that. It's too easy. I was like, how would you feel if somebody did that? He was like, I wouldn't like it, but I would stop them. But anyway, I said all this to say they went to a French bar. The news did, Fox News, after the women won, to be like, oh, USA won, USA won. They started an F Trump chant live on television.
Wow.
And it made me wonder. I know in our life, there's never been a president as disliked as much as Trump is. But I wonder if, like, back in the day, when you were younger, was Nixon this disliked? What was it like? Reagan.
They're too young to know who Nixon is. Like,
oh, not Watergate.
Watergate. But do I don't you ever think remember this public. Like George W. was disliked, but it wasn't this bad.
I don't, and that's the thing. I mean, because I don't really be knowing much about politics, so I don't even know what he is. I mean, I understand that he has policies and he says a bunch of stuff that people don't like, and I get that. But I'm just like, what has he done to make everyone dislike him? Like,
it's not everyone.
Well, yeah, because he's absolutely the president.
Yeah.
That's another reason why I don't be voting, because I'd be like, how is this? How does everybody hate this guy, but he's president? But that's another conversation.
Man, I was reading this
thing. But is that ever like, I mean, I know that there's a logical explanation for it, but I can't tell you five people that support Trump, meanwhile, he's the president.
We're in our own echo chamber. We talked about that before. Are you familiar with gerrymandering?
Gerrymandering?
Yeah.
No.
So gerrymandering, because I was reading this thing, it's kind of hard to explain, but simply put, They district, like they draw lines in districts and count votes based on like pockets to where like, I'll give you an example. In certain states in the United States, the Democratic and Republican votes were like split 50-50.
Right.
And Republicans, due to gerrymandering, they won like 90% of the seats in this house, even though by vote, it's like kind of like.
But it's not necessarily more people, it's just more votes.
It's the way the districts are set up.
Right.
That's kind of how that happens a lot of times. They're like, okay, these people will be in this district, we'll count that, and they'll get this thing. And it's kind of like, I don't know, I don't really want to go into it.
Right.
And it's kind of confusing. But anyway, that's how people win, even though they don't
even
have.
They don't technically
they don't
win.
Get a lot of votes, but the way the lines and the vote, it's kind of like the Electoral College. How Trump lost the popular vote, but the way the Electoral College is set up.
He won the overall.
He won the overall thing because he won the states with the highest number of Electoral College votes.
So he won the states that mattered.
Basically. And that's so, kind of how that happened.
So they were saying F Donald Trump on television?
On Fox News, no less.
You know, and I just be having empathy in my heart. Like, it must be tough to be him.
Oh, man.
I mean, he outside of the like, tough exterior that people put on.
I'd be like, bro, I'll quit
for the job. Whole world. People making rap songs about you. It's just like, man, it's got to be
my
tough.
My thing that I found interesting, and we can move on after this. I wonder if he's changed the way we see presidents forever.
He absolutely has. Because he doesn't seem like a president to me. It feels like somebody snuck in and is making a mockery of the presidency.
That's what I was thinking.
He feels like a reality star that's like...
Like Obama's tan suit. You remember how big of a deal that was? Obama wore a tan suit. He disrespected the White House. You remember that?
I don't remember. There was mad because he wore a tan suit?
He wore a tan suit on Easter Sunday, and it was like... How dare you?
Why? What are you supposed to wear? Just basic blue?
Dark blue, dark black, maybe gray.
Right.
And you wear a tan literally one time. And I remember how big of a scandal that is. And then Trump came in. Obviously, he's done more than that.
Right.
But I'm wondering the next president, whoever he or she will be.
Right.
I wonder if they'll have the Obama era, here's what you can and can't do, or Trump.
I think there definitely be, those two presidents are so far on different sides of the teeter-totter from going what Obama represented to what Trump represented. It's such a far gap. Because I guarantee if a woman wins,
she's going to be held to a higher standard than even ever a man ever was. Even more than Obama.
Yeah.
It'll absolutely be even worse.
Yeah. Do you feel like she'll get a lot of hatred?
What?
Yeah, I don't.
And I ain't going to hold you. Actually, I don't want to go into that.
Don't do it.
No, it wasn't going to be. It was just going to go further.
But speaking of NBA players that are changing the landscape of how sports are played, can we nominate Kawhi Leonard as the most?
He's Thanos.
I mean,
he's destroying the NBA.
He has the most egregious hairstyle with those 02 cornrows, but his demeanor in the game. So if you've been sleeping under a rock, we have been waiting for Kawhi to make his decision. Everybody, and you know who he really made look stupid? All these sports analysts that just be acting like they know.
They don't know anything.
They don't know nothing. They're like, we are confirmed. It's come down to the Lakers.
The Clippers are out.
The Lakers and the Raptors. The next day, like we reported, Clippers. You didn't report that. You're stupid. He went to the Clippers, but that wasn't a gangster thing.
Mm-mm.
He went to Paul George.
You know that you said something that was really funny. Paul George had just signed for 4 years. He demanded a trade with like 2 years left on his deal.
3 years left.
Was it three?
He just signed last year, and it was a max deal. This is the messed up part. You know what yesterday was? Paul George Day in Oklahoma. Meanwhile, he's no longer a member of the Oakland.
You think they still did something for him?
Heck no.
He went to Kawhi just basically was like, well, I don't really want to go join LeBron and them. Hey, PG, I know you're in a 4-year contract, Max. Tell him you don't want to play there. Tell him you want to come with me. He was like, all right. Went and told them, and then the owner of the Thunder was like, y'all want Russell? He tried to trade Russell.
I know.
I feel bad for Russell Westbrook.
Oh,
Russell Westbrook,
man,
was one of those dudes who stayed faithful. Could have went and got more money other places. He stayed in that small market team. They was like, well, you can go too, though.
They tried to trade
him. They tried to trade him.
The NBA don't care, bro. Isaiah Thomas' sister died. His teeth fell out for the Celtics, and he didn't miss a game, and they traded him after that season.
Man.
That's just...
Literally, his sister died. He flew back from the funeral and played in the playoffs. Fell, bust his mouth, chipped all these teeth, fell out his mouth, still played.
Gave me that pink slip. Like, all right, man.
Hey, man, you ever been to Cleveland? Hmm?
That's why I don't get mad when people like KD leave, go wherever you want, bro. They don't care about you.
It's a business, man.
In any other job, who cares if you quit your job and go to another job?
A better job.
Yeah, I'll quit this job. No 2-week notice.
I have said this, though. The NBA is more popular now than ever. I am so excited about next year. There's so much.
You're a new Lakers fan, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a Lakers fan and a Rams fan because I'm an LA native.
You're
fan.
A Hams fan.
Shut your mouth. So shout out to Kawhi for being his own man and marching to the beat of his own drums.
I'm wondering why he didn't stay in Toronto. Kawhi, did he leave?
Drake was
going to
give.
What he just did?
I heard somebody say that
Drake was going to break off some piece of OVO for him.
I heard that somebody said Kawhi left as soon as Drake said, "I want my chips with the dip." Kawhi was like, "All right, bro. I'm gonna get out of here."
But you know what? A lot of people say though.
What?
Actually, they said the tax in Canada is way high. So him
and the Canadian dollar is not as strong.
Yeah.
Do they get paid in U.S. dollars?
No, they get paid in yen. No?
All right, man. Y'all been good.
No, man. But listen, so basically.
Why would you get paid in yen?
I don't know, but listen, I'm gonna tell you why people don't want to go to Canada, because they tax you very much, and it's like you got to go. Remember when we went to Canada? Even in them private planes and stuff, it's a whole ordeal traveling out in and out of the country. I don't know why he left.
I was
shut up. Can we take his mic? Anyway, this has been another installment of Righteous and Ratchet. I did another episode with my whole grill in my mouth.
Yeah, I could hear it.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes, not all the time. But you struggle.
Hey, man, the beard is coming in quite nice, man.
I ain't connecting right here, though.
Yeah, look, your beard is buffering. I have been your boy, Doughboy.
I've been Kev on Stage. We'll see the most of you guys next Wednesday, but the Patreon, we'll see you guys later this week. www.righteousandratchet.com. Bye.
Righteous and Ratchet and Righteous and Ratchet. God knows I wanna be righteous, but at times I get a little ratchet. So if you're trying to find that fine line, dope boy and Kevin Stage gon' make it happen. Yep, we ain't never do no capping. Are we gonna talk about unpacking vices and factions? Like us and back it, righteous and ratchet. Hey, shout out to the right pack. Hey, for you we bring it right back. Hey, yeah, $5 Patreon. Yep. You can skip the wait line, yeah. Yeah, got the five, yeah, got the lie. Kevin called him Jesus on the main line. Life is hard, so go ahead and party hard. Get your weekly dose of R&R, ayy. Hey.